This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I found this fellow not too long ago. He thinks like I do. So far, he hasn't been picked up and involuntarily committed like probably I should be. But that's okay. He is a writer that is making a splash. He's got a couple of things to celebrate. And I asked him a question to come on the show last week, and he's joining us again. He is the gun writer. In addition to some other stuff that he does, his name is Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It is great to be back.
So before we get too far into this, now, I did not know that you were going to work with Second Amendment Foundation, but I did know that you had been taken on by Ammoland.
I'm very happy about both. Ammoland is massive. And I'm very pleased that they want some of my stories. The Second Amendment Foundation thing just kind of happened, and I'm extremely pleased about it, to put it mildly.
Second Amendment Foundation, they do a lot of legal work. They go out there and file the suits and everything and make things happen. They've got a veritable phalanx of lawyers. But they don't discover a lot of stuff, do they? You got Alan, who's the face of it, and then he's got certain lieutenants out there that do certain things. Not really anybody in the print arena has been picked up by Second Amendment Foundation until you came along. I know Dave Workman is there, but I mean Dave's always been there, mm-hmm. And you're part of the new breed out there that is. An aggressive, take no prisoners sort of a type, which is my favorite type. And what is your job going to be at Second Amendment Foundation?
I will be the chief editor of the investigative reporting project. And the mission of that is to showcase these underreported stories, you know, like when a citizen uses a firearm successfully to defend themselves and their family, and more importantly, to debunk misinformation that's coming from the other team, those opponents of the right to keep and bear arms. And we're going to have daily reporting, weekly stories, long-term investigations, analysis, and commentary, meaning opinion, as you well know, on the policy, politics, culture, and business of guns in America. So we are looking for a team of correspondents, and I think this thing is going to grow huge around the country, who want to help contribute information and stories to this project, which is, I'm told, Mr. Gottlieb had this in the works for a couple of years until synchronicity reared its ugly head and everything came together, and this is the result. So I am incredibly humbled and pleased to be joining the Second Amendment Foundation family.
Well, I get the humility part, but don't let that overtake you. They hired you because you're a gunslinger. Be the slinger. Be the slinger.
Yeah, I definitely have one style of journalism, and that's about as subtle as a brick through a plate glass window.
That's what I like.
That's what we need. As you know, now more than ever, the administration has its puppets in the mainstream media who parrot everything they say, whether it's true or false, and it's mostly false. And we need something to counter that, something to check the facts on that, because it's a lot of crap coming out of the administration and the mainstream media. I mean, just today, I'm watching a news actor, a national news actor, as I like to call him, say that the Glock has a different safety than a taser, so the officer in Brooklyn Center should have known better. You know, the Glock has three internal safeties, as you very well know, but I've yet to see one with one on the exterior.
Well, but this begs a question. So does this mean that it's okay for police officers to run around finger on the trigger of the taser?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've had a heart attack and open heart surgery. The thought of being tased sort of sets me a little on edge, shall we say?
Yeah.
And when I heard that it was an accidental discharge, that's their words. I mean, I hate to say it, but this lady shooting in Minneapolis is a negligent discharge.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
In this one, although I don't agree with their response to the looting and all the other stuff, that the grievance is legitimate.
100%. You know, she was in this situation. They talk, well, she's under severe pressure. You know, you've got a guy who's trying to resist and escape. He's not actively fighting and trying to hurt the officers. He just wants to get away. He's got a misdemeanor warrant for pot. And she makes a horribly fatal error and shoots him when she thinks she has a taser. I mean, I've been talking to trainers all day, and all of us are mystified on how to train against this so this doesn't happen again. And, you know, I've been in those situations where somebody's resisting me when I was a police officer and when someone is literally trying to kill me. And you have to be able to think critically and keep your composure and make good decisions. That's what you learn. And she's been there 26 years. Now, I totally agree with you. There's no excuse for rioting and looting, harming other people and other people's property. But this is a bad shoot, brother.
Well, I mean, the other thing about when they go to guns, the one thing I've always been concerned about with a police officer gets the call. And you and I, as gun carriers now, we sit around and go, it takes the police 11.11 minutes to get to you. In those 11.11 minutes, when they send out a call to a police officer saying, man with a gun, while this guy's trying to drive, in the back of his mind, he's about to go engage a guy with a gun.
Correct.
And he's got all these stressors happening to him. And when you're going into that gross motor function thing, your hands ball up into fists. The last place you want to put a finger is in a trigger guard.
Yep.
Why I know that, and this officer who'd been, she was like a 26-year veteran.
Correct.
She'd been around for a bit.
Yeah, Brooklyn Center is a very small suburb. I mean, I grew up south of Minneapolis. Brooklyn Center's on the north side. I mean, it's so small, the city doesn't even, and the police department, they don't even have a website yet. It's coming in the spring.
Right.
She probably hasn't handled that many serious calls where, you know, you are literally fighting for your life.
Right.
So what is stressful to her may not be stressful to officers in bigger cities.
Right.
But the response, as we both know, will be determined. Because, you know, when an officer kills someone, there's two investigations launched. One determines whether or not they violated policy, and the second one determines whether or not to charge the officer with murder.
Yeah. That closing ranks thing is not always the way that works out. They get very careful consideration. We're coming up on the first break. Now, Lee, last time Lee was here, Lee, I only had to give you one location. Now Lee's all over the place. Probably next time he'll be somewhere else too. But if you want to find the works of Lee Williams, first of all, you would go to thegunwriter.substack.com.
Correct.
You can also find him now at ammoland.com. It's in the top 1,000 websites on the planet. I think it's 744. And if he's writing there, he's writing with Weingarten and Kodria and all these other long-time gun writers that have made just a long-time career out of it. And now he's also going to be working for Second Amendment Foundation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Lee Williams from gunwriter.substack.com and ammoland.com and the Second Amendment Foundation. For long, I'm only going to be able to introduce you one time. Because the intro is going to take so long. You wrote an article that I find very interesting simply because most people don't look at this and even take the time to discount it. PolitiFact has been rating certain things that people are saying in relation to Biden, and some of the stuff's come up. And the number one reason that we have the Second Amendment is because of governments. And the fact that governments, the biggest killer of people is governments. You found out that PolitiFact got out there and decided to fact check something that you saw on social media somewhere. Tell me about this.
Well, it's a pretty the whole gun community would take judicial notice that this is correct. The 56 million defenseless people were rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. And the PolitiFact kid that actually wrote this, and I'm thinking I've got boots older than he is, gave that a false rating. Which just blew my mind. And he even took note of the genocide in the Soviet Union, Cambodia, Nazi Germany, by saying researchers and historians say there's no evidence to support the theory and that it exaggerates the role armed citizens could have played in counteracting the power of authoritarian governments and their militaries, which is just crap. I mean, if you think millions of people wouldn't have resisted the mass murders if they were armed, I mean, this kid is woefully ignorant, and I shared something a little stronger about it. I mean, just look at the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, like I wrote in my column. And these heroes in Warsaw had makeshift weapons and weapons that were stolen from the Nazis. Now, if they had all been armed, it would have been war. They would have had a better chance. These people in these countries were disarmed so they could not resist, so they could be murdered easy. And I don't understand why these PolitiFact kids working at the Poynter Institute just down the road in St. Pete can't understand that. I mean, basically because they're young and they have no idea and no life experience about, or evidently never took a history class. And I had to lay that out because that one bugged me so much, Bill.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I noticed this, you know, when the first time he came on the show, we were talking about Pincus and some of the things he was saying. And here we got this kid in his little PolitiFact expose, I guess. But the theory has been disputed by historians and researchers as hypothetical and as exaggerating the role personal gun ownership by civilians could have played in counteracting the power of authoritarians and their militaries. Where did he find that? Responsible for listing that if he's going to get out there and make the claim? That's like me telling you, well, you know, Lee Williams, it's a well-known fact that bald guys are handsomer than guys that have that are not follically challenged. Did you know that, Lee Williams? That makes me better looking than you because you have hair, son.
I want to see some research on that. And I want
you
to
need
see,
the cite the citation, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Who are these historians and researchers? Bogus, I would say. I've been to Dachau. I toured that in Germany. It was one of the most chilling days of my life to see that. And I can't imagine what it was like when it was operational. To say that these people wouldn't have resisted if they had a choice and they would have willingly gone to their deaths in Germany and Cambodia and Soviet Union is bunk. And this kind of crap needs to be called out. Called out hard. I couldn't believe it, actually, when I read it. I had to make sure it wasn't an April Fool's Day thing.
So, with that, I also saw where PolitiFact got out there, and somebody had awarded Biden a bunch of Pinocchios over some of the stuff that he had said, and they said that that was false, that Biden was probably correct, but they didn't say he was definitely correct. Do you see that?
Yeah. I mean, they are so liberal at these dumb. PolitiFact is owned by the Poynter Institute, which has a working agreement with the Tampa Bay Times. Incredible liberal bias there. And evidently, they're also biased against critical thinking, human nature, and common sense. Because it makes no sense.
I want to ask you a question about terminology, okay? Now, okay. I know that, see, I don't refer to leftists as liberals. Because a liberal is for liberty, right?
It could be, yeah.
And that's where...
definition.
Yeah, and I want to, you know, I want to use all this strict scrutiny against them. And I does that, because sometimes I'll get out there and I'll go, and they're calling for an assault weapon ban, which I've adopted the Department of Homeland Security nomenclature, which is PDW, personal defense weapon. That's sure. My definition for them. I don't refer to them as an assault weapon because I've been in the military and I have carried weapons of war, but mm-hmm. Mine didn't look like an AR-15. It looked like an M-60.
Yeah, and we both know words have tremendous power.
Yeah. Is that something we should be looking at as Second Amendment advocates using their vernacular? Should we get out there and point out what their vernacular did, how they stole the vernacular?
I couldn't agree more. I think that's a fantastic idea. Look at online gun sales. Oh, I mean, that's a term they've got in general usage right now. We both know it's crap.
Yep. The gun show loophole, the internet loophole, Charleston loophole, all brought to you, by the way, by the Democrats in the during the Brady campaign, omnibus crime bill, assault weapon ban era, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, or military grade, too. Military grade, military style. It's difficult to keep track of them because they keep changing up. They went to military style after we pushed back hard on assault weapons.
You know what I think of when I think of military grade? Designed to break.
Made by the lowest bidder.
Well, yeah, and that's why they sell them a bunch of parts, and, you know, you've got an armor in the back, and if somebody gets out there and says, hey, Bill, this is a mil-spec rifle, you want it? Nope, you keep it. You stay with it, I'm going to keep this boutique rifle that's designed to outlive me without a stoppage. Yeah. We're coming up on the next break. How do they find you?
You can go to thegunwriter.substack.com for now. I'll update you with new websites when they happen.
But he's got articles appearing in amoland.com right now as we speak. As we speak. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a big package, but there's a lot of needs, and so we're going to be talking about what should be included in the package.
President Biden at the White House as he's trying to garner support for his broad sweeping infrastructure plan. The president meeting with Republicans and Democrat lawmakers on Monday. The president noting everybody is for infrastructure. The question is, who's going to pay for it? NASA's Mars helicopter Ingenuity is the first aircraft in history to successfully fly on another planet. Video footage of the launch was shown at an event in California at the Jet Propulsion Lab.
Altimeter data confirmed that Ingenuity has performed its first flight, the first flight of a powered aircraft to another planet.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. All Americans age 16 and older are now eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Oregon are among a handful of states meeting President Biden's deadline to make vaccines available to all adults by today. Meantime, public health officials are concerned about vaccine availability while distribution of the Johnson & Johnson shot is paused. As far as when we can expect that pause to end, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC News,
I would think that we're not going to go beyond Friday in the extension of this pause. There will very likely be a decision.
A suspect in a deadly triple murder in Austin, Texas, is in custody. Austin police and the Travis County Sheriff's Office saying Stephen Broderick was captured while walking along the road near Manor, just northeast of Texas's capital city. Broderick was formerly a detective with the Travis County Sheriff's Office. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with writer Lee Williams, and he's getting spread in a few places. Let's talk about about David Chipman, the ATF wannabe, the one who said the Branch Davidians were shooting down U.S. helicopters with 50 cals.
Yeah, I must have missed that, as must have the hundreds of journalists who ringed the compound during that 51-day siege. You think one of them would have noticed maybe one or two helos getting shot down? I got to tell you, this cat is off his rocker. It is an insult to the Second Amendment community that we even know his name, much less that the president wants to nominate him to ATF. I just hope that all of your listeners will do as my readers have been doing and contact their senators. and tell them to vote no on Chipman's nomination. And I'll give a little advice that I like to give. A phone call to your senator is great. An email is better, but an actual written letter on paper is best. It's harder for those Senate staffers to ignore an actual piece of correspondence that's in their hands. But if you love liberty and if you love the Second Amendment and your freedoms, you have to contact your senators and tell them to vote no on David Chipman, because he is a gun control activist. He has worked for two of the country's largest and most active gun control organizations. He was working for Gifford the day he was nominated. And then not in a minor role. I mean, as senior policy advisor, he's setting policy for the other team. And now President Biden wants to put him in charge of ATF. I just don't get it. I mean, this is a president who preached about the need for unity. This is not the way to achieve that.
Yeah, you can tell when a Democrat's lying. He's up there in front of you. He's lying even when he's not speaking. He's lying. given what they're trying to do and the fact that, you know, legislatively, they're not going to get anything near what they want.
No.
It's just not. And, I mean, the part that just hurts me to my core is to think that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are more resolute than Paul Ryan was.
Yeah.
And apparently than Mitch McConnell was. Because they messed around for 2 years while they had everything. They could have reinforced everything we're having to fight right now, and they did not do it.
No, sir. And now we're paying the price.
We are paying the price.
Definitely paying the price.
What do you think about his executive orders? Just out of curiosity, you want to write about them?
Yeah. The pistol brace will be the next bump stock. We have to take action and try and stop that as best we can. I don't know how that's going to happen. It gave rise to their new buzzword, speaking of words, and that's concealable assault weapon.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Go ahead.
I've got an AR-15 pistol with a bump stock on it. Well, not with a bump stock, with a pistol brace on it. With a Lawman folding stock adapter.
Nice.
And I could not, I would have to wear a pup tent shelter half. To conceal that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not that concealable. But the thing that I really want to see how they're going to do it is if they do change the rule, how are they going to enforce it? They don't know they don't know how many pistol braces are out there. I mean, they can go look at. We need to know how many you sold there, Alex Bosco at SB Tactical. But there's Shockwave, and there's all these other companies that are putting different versions of these things out there. There's no way to know what's going on. Are they going to give me a free SBR tax stamp? If so, I'm going to go put a bump stock on every, or a pistol brace on every gun I've got.
I don't know how you enforce that either. I mean, I've heard between 10 and 30 million.
Yeah.
Pistol braces out there. It completely killed the whole SBR idea, rightfully so. But my point is, when you make these type of laws that would overnight turn anybody who possesses something into a felon, that's the very definition of tyranny, Bill, and that has to be fought. And I don't know who's going to comply with it either. I mean, I think it'd be similar to what happened in New Jersey when they made their rulings there against modern sporting rifles and everybody had to turn them in or license them. Nobody did a thing. Nobody's going to comply with this. It's just, it's going to create disrespect for the government at an even stronger level. It's just going to be like prohibition. Oh, don't worry about it. Just let it go. And I think that does not negate the fact that if somebody gets pulled over for a traffic stop and they find a rifle in there with a pistol brace on it, that they're not going to be charged with possession of an unregistered machine gun or whichever route they want to go with these stupid rules. But, in my heart of hearts, you buy it, it's legal, now it's illegal, it's your property. That's got to, and the government only wants you to take it or put you in prison. That's tyrannical, and that needs to be stopped. That's why Chipman cannot become part of ATF.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that goes across. But, I mean, they're not interested in, none of what they're doing is And I know you know that, but I'm just saying it out loud. They're not interested in unity or public safety or any of this other stuff. They're not interested in any of that stuff.
No.
They're only interested in as much power as they can amass. Although I don't know what they think happens if all of a sudden the Republicans take everything over. Because the next time the Republicans run, when they're out there, we're going to have to be looking at the next guy that's going to be president, the next guy that wants to run the Senate and the House, and look at them and say, are you going to reverse all this nonsense?
Yeah.
Are you going to reverse it? We don't want you sitting back and being gentlemen, okay? If you got to have somebody to have a cocktail with at the end of the workday, your constituents will come up and we'll meet you at whatever your watering hole is and we'll keep you company. But we're not interested in you guys playing nice anymore. They need to get in the gutter with the leftists and, you know, rearrange their faces, figuratively, I guess.
Has to happen. And I think the leftists are going to get destroyed at the midterms because everybody is talking about it now.
Yeah.
And don't forget, there are 10 million more new gun owners who we need to lure onto our team, too.
Yeah, I don't think all of them voted for Trump the last time around.
I don't either, or it would have been.
But maybe if they're looking at things and they're actually reading these laws, and, you know, I noticed the other day they got out there and said, do you know that the Glock is designed to kill just people? Why, no. I missed that part where Gaston got out there and designed a gun that was made to shoot wombats.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff. Anyway, anyhow. Coming up on the next break, you can find Lee's stuff. Right now, you can find a pretty good repository because Lee, up to this point, he's been a regular newspaper editor. He's been trying to reform himself from being that newspaper man and go after the meat. So he's at thegunwriter.substack.com. His articles are beginning to appear in amoland.com, which you will then find him by going to all contributors. He'll be in one of those two columns. I haven't looked to see where they've got him lined up. And also, he is the deep dive investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make your quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with writer Lee Williams. And I asked Lee about this, and we were talking about this when I was setting up with him. But have you noticed how these rampage shooting events, there's a new trend that has developed where they only keep the good ones on there that are good for the narrative? And the first time it starts, like we had it, we had a rampage killing here in South Carolina. Former NFL player, black guy. Did you hear about that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But did you hear about it a lot?
Nope. It dominated the airwaves for maybe 5 or 6 minutes.
Yep. Pretty much in the same way as the Boulder one and the Atlanta one. And when you see these kinds of things happen now, in your new role as an investigative guy looking at these kind of things, will this be the kind of meat that you point out and say, why don't the lives of those people matter?
Yeah, we're going to call it out. And we're also going to look at cities that have their versions of violent rampages every day, like Chicago. How many people are going to be killed over the next three-day weekend in Chicago? You know, they're not covered at all. It's like their lives don't matter whatsoever. Nobody's talking about them. Well, they matter. And they're just as dead as these people in these mass shootings. And it's just as unfortunate. But, you know, the media has their narrative, Bill, as you know. And if anything violates their narrative, it's not going to cover it. When a gentleman of color commits a mass shooting, it's there for 15 minutes because their narrative says it's not folks of color that do it. It's like the Capitol Hill officer who laid his state today was killed by a Nation of Islam member. That fact didn't make it on a lot of news stations, just that the gentleman, the poor officer, was killed. And, and I was sick of it. They're picking winners and losers in the media. Ones that they want to show and ones they don't. And the ones that they're not devoting airtime to or print space or pixels are the ones that don't conform to their narrative. And that, quite frankly, has to stop. That's editorializing. That's a sustainable mission. And I'm sick of it.
Well, I mean, back to their repurposing of vernacular, they refer to gun violence as an epidemic.
Yeah.
And you brought up Chicago, which, if you would think in Chicago, it's an if it's going to be an epidemic anywhere, it'd be Chicago. In Chicago, right now, according to jackass.com, a person is wounded every 2 hours and 46 minutes. And a person is murdered every 14 hours and 40 minutes. That's right now, April to date, 24 killed, 126 wounded. Year to date, 159 killed, 728 wounded, total shot 887. This is the thing. That's not an epidemic either. That's bad, but that's not an epidemic. But in the meantime, do those people matter?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they certainly do.
What about, like, one of the things that really incensed me when Pincus was out there writing his stuff was talking about how they were going to stop suicidal people from committing suicide, which takes into account nothing that's going on in a suicidal person's head, because when they decide to commit suicide, it's like they're saying woo-saw for the first time, and they, for a moment, they feel peace for the first time, and they know, they say to themselves, this is the right thing for me to do. And you got to compete with that.
Yeah, and that ain't going to happen. The mechanism doesn't matter to someone that is going to take their own life. If they can't get a gun, they'll use a length of rope or a bottle of pills and a bottle of Jack Daniels. The mechanism doesn't matter once they've made that decision. They go through it. I've cut people down that have been hung, seen the aftermath of firearms, suicides, pills, vehicles, you name it. You're not going to stop that once they're intent on that. You could stop that months ahead, you know, with some proper mental health treatment, but if that's not a gun issue, and that's one of the many reasons and one of the many areas where old Rob was wrong.
So, as we go through this, as this begins to happen, and you've seen it, although I think you're going to be the ones that write about it first. There's a couple of rarefied guys that write about it first, and everybody falls on it, and then everybody writes about it. But do you think if we started pointing out, you know, to us as Second Amendment advocates, we're against all violence and we're against all premature loss of life, especially due to violence. Now, why is it that as soon as the Rampage shooting loses the cachet you were looking for, those people's lives don't matter? Why?
Right. Because they've got their click, and that satisfies these members of the mainstream media. And, you know, you hit something earlier, the whole gun violence thing. As a cop, I saw gun violence. I saw frying pan violence. I saw ball bat violence, fist and feet violence. Violence is violence, like you said. And if you're a Second Amendment proponent, all violence is bad. And we got to stop using their terms, or we fall into the trap of allowing them to dictate what we talk about and how we talk about it. And like we said earlier, words have tremendous power.
Yeah, I definitely don't like what they've done with the language and the other stuff that they use. But that's okay. It's really easy to counter that. I love when they talk about how I'm just a criminal in waiting.
Yeah.
Because I love to point out to them, if what you're telling me is true, if it were actually the guns with the voices, that may I pick up the gun and then it's like, oh, you want to kill, don't you? And it actually worked. There would be no gun controllers.
No.
Because we would have taken you guys out first.
Yeah.
You're a nice, loud, prominent, camera-seeking entity. We know what you look like. So, you know, I don't know. I'm very eager to see what you do. I hope you cut a wide, horrific. Have you ever seen what an A-10 Warthog does on a gun run?
Yes. I have.
It looks like a 20 millimeter cannon was used as a plow instrument, and I hope that's the wake you leave behind you as you come into the play, because a lot of guys have gotten a little complacent. And I'm ready to see somebody with a little edge to them that's not afraid to get out there and attack the icons and the sacred and you know, what's a taboo, and here I come, and everything is wide open, here I come. Enter at your own risk, that kind of thing. So I'm very eager to see how this works out. I'm very pleased that you got noticed.
Thank you, Bill. And you helped with that. I very much appreciate that.
Well, I would. My first thing that I was thinking when we was talking about this at the beginning, that I was going to say, seems that right after he came on the show, the very first time he's only ever been on here, he got hired by these two things. So you're welcome. But I think it probably has a lot to do with that body of work that you've got behind you more than anything else. Just to be honest.
Well, everything helps, man.
Sure, absolutely.
Very, very grateful.
So, going forward. As before we run out of time, we got about a minute. So going forward, you would find him at, where's the website? You would find him at thegunwriter.substack.com. That's where all of his stuff is at right now. Although now he's writing for Ammoland. Ammoland is the biggest, most prolific aggregator of gun news out there. And they have their own staff. And you're a staff writer now, right?
I guess so. They're looking for one a week. So
yeah.
We'll see.
So, and that's to begin with. As soon as they see what they get out of him, they'll be up in that ante. And also, he's going to head and lead the Second Amendment Foundation's investigative reporting project. So, next time you see Mr. Williams, he'll be out there with a big flashlight, spotlighting all of the nefarious deeds going on. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
It's been a pleasure, Bill. Look forward to doing it again.
Yes, sir. We will. We absolutely will. Coming up next, hour number three, and it's going to be writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.